Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Mike Maradian. He is the Executive Director of Honor Society. From networking to leadership opportunities to exclusive member trips and content, Honor Society is a community focused on recognizing the achievements of students. Additionally, it builds a framework for future success. Mr. Maradian, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited to talk about our program.
And looking forward to hearing all the details as well, and thanks for coming out. So tell us about yourself for starters and the position you have with Honor Society to kick things off today.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm Mike Maradian, and I'm the Executive Director of HonorSociety.org. Honor Society is one of the largest academic and professional networks for high achievers. Personally, I've been building my brand in the education and entrepreneurial space for the past decade. And some of the things I worked on before Honor Society include Campus Buddy, which was one of the largest college social networking and reviews apps. It was one of the 40 verified apps at the launch of the Facebook app platform, and College Budget, which is a group buying and saving site similar to Groupon, but exclusively for students. So during my time doing these things, I was awarded some awards for one by Bloomberg Businessweek for America's Best Young Entrepreneurs in 2010. In 2012, I was considered on the top 40 under 40 by Direct Marketing News. And then I was showcased in a U.S. Embassy publication entitled Why Did You Become an Entrepreneur? One of the other piece of brandings, personal brandings that I was really proud of was I was invited to the White House as a recipient of a Young Entrepreneurship Award. And so looking at all of these things that I've done over the past decade, I felt like I had a position to kind of delineate a story of how to build your personal brand. And I'd love to share how I did it and how I view others can do it as well.
And we're certainly looking forward to hearing more details as mentioned, and you've got quite a background, and it certainly is an honor to have someone that is successful like yourself on the program, and I'm sure we can learn a couple of things from you today. So you spoke about a personal brand. What is actually a personal brand for those that aren't so familiar?
That's a great question. So your personal brand is basically how you promote yourself. It's a combination of skills, experience, personalities that you want the world to really see. It's telling your story, your way, and how, you know, it reflects into your conduct, your behavior, and your spoken and unspoken words. So professionally, you really have to look at your personal brand and how you can delineate it and how the media portrays you and the impression that you gain really from the information available about you online. So when you look to online presence, because online is so important to these days, it's important that you really look to build a solidified brand rather than one that's disjointed and disorganized. Because a good brand translates to more sales, increased awareness, and a better experience for your customers or constituents. And an important thing to really realize is that branding isn't reserved for companies anymore. It's really, in the age of social media, it's up to anybody to freely build a brand that's supportive of their future. So really, it's the values you embrace and the way you choose to express these values. So I would say that you should look at how are you telling your story and, you know, how can you kind of steer it in the direction you like. It's a story that can basically establish and boost your career really more than anything else today.
Yes, sir. Really appreciate your input on that. And I am a firm believer that everyone should create a personal brand no matter what industry they're in and no matter what one does for a living. Personal brands are very important. So really appreciate your take on that. Now, how do you identify your target audience when it comes to personal branding?
Sure. So it's really about what makes you tick, what makes you happy. You know, you don't want to be spending your time focusing on something that you're not really passionate about. And one of the biggest mistakes that you can make in building your personal brand is trying to appeal to everyone, because not everyone is going to be your ideal fit. You really need to look for that niche or target that really you have the ability to speak to and to resonate with. And so some of the things I would say is consider the demographics, you know, the age, relationship status, even the income of the people you want to reach, and then their desires and aspirations. You know, what do they, your audience, what do they look to become, and what really drives them? So, you know, and a great way as a professionally too is to look at what challenges do these people experience. So, you know, you need to really understand the struggles of your audience, whether you're running a fitness brand that you're trying to build and understanding the weight loss problems or weight gain problems that people may have, or whether you're running an education space or stock trading. It's really about understanding what the struggles of people in your space are. So, you know, really try to share content while continuing to be yourself and relate to what makes you happy, but in a format that's going to resonate with your audience. I would say if you're, you know, looking to reach millennials, then your social media presence is going to be paramount. But if you're looking for a more established route, then you may need to get kind of more down and dirty in physical branding and, you know, look to professional groups and local networking to build your brand. Because, you know, a lot of people are not as web focused, so you really need to understand that portion too and decide whether it's an online or a more in-person branding that's going to work for you.
Definitely appreciate that information. Most helpful. Now today we're speaking with Mr. Mike Maradian, the Executive Director of Honor Society, a community focused on recognizing the achievements of students. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at online presence, you know, teenagers and adolescents are pretty good at building their online presence. How does one build their online presence while trying to build that personal brand?
That's a really important question. So with almost everything moving online these days, your presence is going to look different depending on which mediums you choose. You know, I'm going to go ahead and recommend some that I've seen to be very successful, and so that we can deep dive on each of those. I think the clear leader today is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is kind of the professional networking social media platform, and it's kind of solidified itself as the to-go place to build your personal professional brand. So it's important to network in groups, share posts, you know, publish your own LinkedIn articles, and bolster up your profile as a living and kind of breathing resume of yourself and your skills and your passions. Outside of that, I would say next, look to Twitter. You know, Twitter is a great place to further your brand and industry expertise. Try and incorporate your brand into your Twitter bio using hashtags. And, you know, remember that every tweet is a part of your professional image. So would you be comfortable if your boss or professional colleague read all of the tweets in your profile? If not, you'd probably want to consider cleaning it up and deleting any negative tweets that may not reflect your brand. Outside of that, I would then say, you know, launching a website is really important. And it's important to realize that websites today is a key way to build your personal brand. And it's not just about blogging these days. It's really a place to show off kind of yourself, your skills. I would suggest to keep it simple. You know, nobody wants to sift through essays and a confusing interface on your website. And, you know, use it as a way to back up your expertise, but while also keeping it modest. You don't want to be flaunting your personal details a little overboard. I think that, you know, we can't forget about Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And the same rules go for these, is to post, you know, professional content and to really spend the time to make sure that it reflects your brand. If it doesn't, you may want to consider making them private and not having them out there for public consumption. Finally, with honorsociety.org, you know, we understand the importance of an online presence, and that's why we provide all members with a vanity URL. So, for example, mine is honorsociety.org/members/Mike-Maradian. And if you go there, you can read a lot about me, my kind of background, my interests, and how I utilize Honor Society to kind of grow my presence. The beauty of these vanity URL profiles is that they are indexed quite high in Google. And so when people Google your name, it gives you a chance to, you know, reflect and delineate the positive side of your professional branding. And it's something we've really seen members like here at honorsociety.org.
Really appreciate that thorough coverage and a lot of great things that to learn from your response to that question. Much appreciated. Now, how does being a member of Honor Society help build a member's brand? Talk to us about that.
Sure. I think that's a very important question, and I appreciate you asking it. I think honorsociety.org is often viewed as a designation of motivation and intent to grow. Our network is filled with high achievers, both locally and across the nation. You know, we do have a lot of in-person member banquets and networking events, you know, events where people can kind of meet people in their space and in their communities. But we also have a large focus on our online branding as well. So the online vanity profile that I mentioned is a great way to delineate your interests and your strengths online. It generally gets indexed or put in Google pretty highly, and it allows a person to kind of control their image in Google and to kind of tell their story. Some of the more physical branding items that I would recommend for people who are interested in being Honor Society members is the presence of our member certificate. And, you know, when you walk into a professional's office, whether a dentist, doctor, lawyer, you generally see a large wall of plaques and certificates that they're involved with, and an Honor Society certificate is no different. It shows that this person is in a community that recognizes their success and shows that they're interested in going further and to also give back to their community. I would then go further, and for our student population, I would also recommend to graduate with Honor Society graduation regalia. It's basically our member cords and stoles, and it allows you to really show off that you're a member of Honor Society, both at graduation, but more importantly, in the imagery that you take of your graduation day, because that's one of the critical moments for a entry-level person to take pictures to help build a brand. So to show their graduation moment with regalia and that they're recognized for their hard work and their motivation. And so I would recommend, you know, looking at the branding opportunities both online and in person if you're interested in becoming an Honor Society member. And just to touch a little bit further, you know, I'm releasing a book on this topic of how to build your personal brand on December 7th. It will be available on Amazon and the Kindle platform. And we also will be having an audiobook which launches on that day, which I'm very excited about. It's a great chance to kind of brush up on this topic and learn more about kind of my experiences and the content that can help you achieve. And so it's called How to Build Your Personal Brand by Mike Maradian and Brittany Maradian. And again, it will be released on December 7th.
Yeah, just in time for Christmas. Good stuff there. Mr. Maradian, really appreciate your visit with us here today. A truckload of some great tips and information shared with the audience on personal branding and building that online presence as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the pandemic, you know, right now disrupting in-personal and physical brand building, now is the ideal time to build your brand online and to join online organizations to network and further your brand experience. So really take that time to research your space online and to join groups and to put out articles, blog posts, and social posts that really help double down and further your branding online. Just because there is such a break right now in person, it's the perfect opportunity and really a unique opportunity for everyone out there to focus on their online presence. Thank you very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. And I know you mentioned your website earlier. Where can listeners get more information on the Honor Society? If you'd hit that website again, that would be great.
Sure. So the website is honorsociety.org. www.honorsociety.org, and it's a great place to learn more about personal branding, to connect with other high achievers, and to really build your online presence as well.
And that certainly works, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Maradian, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Mike Maradian, the Executive Director of Honor Society, a community focused on recognizing the achievements of students. And once again, that website is honorsociety.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.